Hello, welcome to the Travel Advice Show. Listen as travel experts Chris Newton and Jerry Fuller give advice on world destinations and discuss important travel topics that are valuable to any world traveler. Go to www.traveladviceshow.com where you can listen to this show and all previous shows, or even ask your travel questions. Now here are your hosts, Chris and Jerry.
Hi, welcome to the Travel Advice Show. I'm Chris Newton. One of the greatest things about this show is one of my co-host, Jerry Fuller. He's probably the most renowned world traveler that I know out in the industry, and he has a company called Travel Advice, and I'm really proud that he's on the show with me, and I just wanted to introduce Jerry. How you doing, Jerry?
Fantastic. How are you doing, Chris?
Oh, I'm doing good. I'm doing really good. If you want to introduce the topic and our guests today, we have a great show today.
I'd love to. This is probably one of the most interesting creation for travel. And having flown more than 13 million commercial air miles, I tell you, this is super innovative. When I found out about it, I definitely wanted to have Jim Nevings, the founder and president, and the whole idea of this fabulous thing, and it's called the Cabin Cuddler Travel Blanket. Welcome, Jim. We're thrilled to have you on the show today.
I appreciate you guys having me on. This is great.
Well, first of all, I wanted to ask, what inspired you to come up with this innovative idea that is really, really needed?
I think like a lot of inventions or ideas, it's more just it kind of comes to you kind of just at a moment when you're just kind of daydreaming or just watching somebody. I'm a former airline pilot, and I was coming home from a trip. Basically, I was in the back of the airplane. It was called deadheading home, and was in the back, just kind of had finished had been a long day. I was sitting in my seat, and I was just kind of, you know, getting ready for about a 2-3 hour flight that we were going to be going back to our base. And a woman came in to the cabin. She was in kind of business attire, put her travel or carry-on luggage in the overhead bin, and proceeded to grab three of the blue standard airline blankets that we're all so familiar with, and proceeded to kind of wrap herself, so to speak, in a cocoon to stay warm and try to get some sleep for the three-hour flight. And so I was just kind of watching her the whole time as she went through this entire process, and I said, you know, there's got to be a better way. And so I wasn't really tired. I just didn't really sleep. So, like, Herb Kelleher of Southwest Airlines, I kind of got out my cocktail napkin and with a pen and paper started drawing just an idea of what I thought would be kind of a neat idea to be able to solve the problem of what airline blankets, you know, just don't provide. And got home that night, and it just so happened that my sister, who's kind of the co-founder of the company, she was there, and I told her about the idea, and she said she was up for a visit. And she said, oh, this is great. And we kind of sat down and came up with the idea, drew it out, and then she went home and got out the sewing machine and came up with the prototype. And then this was all probably in about 2004. And then it took us about a year or so to find manufacturing, start going through the patent process and all that, and we started selling them in October 2005.
Jim, yeah, that's great, because I was used to maybe like 10 years ago, 5-10 years ago, all out there was just like the neck pillow, you know, and things like that. But this is kind of a combination. You have a pillow and a travel blanket too, right?
Yes, sir. Yeah. Yeah. You know, the blanket, you've got the blanket itself, and then the tote bag that it actually comes in.
Oh, yeah.
Is a reversible tote bag. So what happens is you take the blanket out, put it in your seat, use it, and then you take the tote bag and you turn it inside out. And on the inside, well, the outside is made out of a nylon material. The inside's made up of micro fleece. And it's the exact same size as an airline pillow, or you can use the blow-up pillow that comes with the product. So if for something, you know, if you don't want to use the blow-up pillow and you want to use an airline pillow, you can then put the airline pillow inside the tote bag and not have to touch your face to it if you don't know where it's been.
This could be a great thing, like even for cruises, you know, the Alaska cruises, you know, on the deck, or, you know, just a lot of different, not only just the airplane, but a lot of different. I notice you can just in your home, too, if you're a little chilly in the wintertime, you could just put it on in, at your home.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's like I said, the genesis of it obviously was for travel, but there's a number of people can use it in a variety of situations. I mean, you know, the idea of someone being comfortable and having a clean product, i.e. a blanket, you know, is nothing new. I mean, people want, if they're going to travel or be somewhere, they want to be comfortable. And the nice thing about this is there's no zippers, there's no buttons, there's no Velcro. It's simply the way it's cut and sewn. You lay it on your seat or wherever you are, step into it, and then because of the way the flaps are sewn and just the size of the blanket, you can literally kind of ensconce yourself in the entire blanket. So it feels like you're in a sleeping bag, but the beauty of it is when you want to get out, you just open it up and just step out. So it's very easy to get inside and out. And like I said, you don't have buttons or snaps or zippers or anything that can break because, and it won't get hung up on your clothes either, you know, or get snagged or anything like that.
Yeah. Does it come in different sizes, like for larger people or children or anything like that? Taller or shorter people?
At this point in time, we're kind of at a standard size, adult size. I'm 6 feet tall. I'm about 180 pounds. So that would be, I would say, the largest person that we would recommend that could use it. And then you could just go down smaller. My wife is like 5 feet tall, and it fits her fine. I mean, obviously, it's a blanket. So the smaller you are, I would say, the better, just because you're not wearing it. You're just, you know, you're just putting it on. So we will be having a children's size. That'll be coming out first quarter of 2008. And then we are going to be coming up with some extra, like larger sizes for those larger size people that are obviously taller than 6 feet tall or more than 185 pounds. What we wanted to do though is we kind of just started with this one size to see if it resonated with the consumer out there, and it appears that it has. So now we're willing to spend the extra money and start kind of having different sizes for, you know, for different shape size of people.
Does it come in different colors? Or is it a standard color?
Black and cranberry are two primary colors. We will probably for 2008, I'll bring in two more colors, but being a small company, and I'm sure a lot of your listeners can appreciate this, you have to go with your most popular colors because it's all about cash flow at this point. So we are, you know, black and cranberry right now, the only two colors. But I would say by the end of 2008, we'll have four colors, probably a blue color. And then we're just kind of thinking about, okay, what would be the next color? Maybe a lavender of some sort. But
Like a hunter green or something maybe.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, the fourth color, I'm open to anything. It's just, you know, it's whatever we think the market will bear. But at this point, you know, we'll definitely have a blue at some point in the year.
Are you guys like in a lot of retail outlets, or can you buy it also on your website too, right?
90% of our sales at this point are online. You know, the website does a very good job in explaining what the product does and everything.
Yeah.
We do same-day shipping. We ship priority mail. So most consumers, if you're in the continental United States, usually you'll get your product in 3 days. So it's not that large.
Wow.
But we are getting into some retail stores. We're doing some test runs with a couple of large chains, one of them being there's a company called the Parodies Group Shops, and your listeners who travel quite a bit might know them better as the CNBC stores that you see throughout the airports, in the airports around the country. They're doing, they've got about 500 stores throughout the country, and they're doing a test run with us right now in Raleigh-Durham. And then if that goes well, hopefully in the Raleigh-Durham store, they'll start to expand into some other markets or other stores throughout the country. And, you know, fingers crossed, I would like to be in the rest of their stores, you know, sometime by the end of 2008.
I'm always interested in, and you've sort of inferred to it several times, but I'm always intrigued in the way that things sort of evolve. You mentioned with your sister, did you come up with the design quickly, or were there prototypes, or how long did that take? Because it's so innovative and very, very creative.
Well, I think one of the issues that it's kind of funny. Once we started talking about it, it came pretty quickly, because once we figured out, I mean, the main problem, well, not really a problem, but the main thing we had to concentrate on is what is the problem with airline blankets as we know it, or just blankets in general. And the issue really is, for us, what we zeroed in on at the time is you've got the cleanliness issue, but, you know, that could just be solved just if somebody, you know, brought their own blanket. But what is the real problem with airline blankets? And obviously, if your listeners go to our website, they'll see how we solved the problem, and you guys have seen it too. But the real issue that we found was is that most people don't realize this, but you get cold. Travelers will get the coldest in the summertime. And the reason why is, generally speaking, at least in the U.S., you know, around the world too, but when the temperature is above 80 degrees or 90 degrees, people show up into the airport with shorts and T-shirts or a sundress or a mini skirt or whatever it is. So they get on that air conditioning plane, and, yeah, they're nice. They feel like, oh, gosh, it's so good to get out of the heat. But after about 15 or 20 minutes, as your body is cooled off, now all of a sudden you develop a chill. because the plane is constantly, where you've got the fans or the vents are really underneath your feet on the side of the airplane. They blow up the back side of your calf and go up your legs, and that's when people start to get the chill. So for us, the problem we saw was, is how do we design a blanket so that we could basically, for all intents and purposes, protect the back of your calf area? Because if we could do that, then the rest would be easy, and that would solve the problem. Because any other blanket, if it's a square blanket, you know, it just goes over the top of your legs, but it really doesn't protect the bottom of your legs. And right. So once we zeroed in on that problem, we said, if we can figure out a way to have a blanket that can protect the back of your calves and it's easy to get in and out of. And the other thing, too, was we said, hey, we want to make this blanket for the worst-case scenario. And, you know, for travelers, what's the worst-case scenario? It's coach class in the middle seat, and you have two people next to you. So we wanted to make sure that we created a blanket, you know, that if you were in that middle seat and you had to get in and get out, you wouldn't bother the people next to you. Okay. And then, like I said, the other stuff just kind of like, okay, how do we, you know, the flaps and all that stuff. And then we said, well, do we want to have zippers and Velcro? And we said, no, because if you have people that are in nice outfits and, you know, we don't want anything to get hung up or, you know, get caught or anything like that. And, you know, it was that ease of use. You know, you get in, you get out, and then be able to put it away very quickly. You know, the plane lands, it only takes you about 15 or 20 seconds to put the product away, which was really important. And we didn't want the blanket to be inside someone's suitcase because then that would take up valuable space. So we had to design a tote bag that allowed them to just hang it on their suitcase that was unobtrusive and that would be very easy to just, you know, travel with you, so to speak.
Fantastic. Well, Jim, you've come up with a magnificent product, and I know our listeners are going to be thrilled. Would you do us a favor and tell us exactly how to find you?
The name of the company is called Cabin Cuddler. So you've got the cabin of an airplane, and Cuddler, and that's, you know, C like the letter C like Charlie, U, then the letter D like Delta or dog, and then D-L-E-R. So it's cabincuddler.com, all one word. But if you have a hard time with the spelling, if you just type in travel blanket or travel blankets, if you Google it, you'll see us right at the top.
Would you like to, I want to end on the cost.
Our cost is $29.95. We've got a money-back guarantee for anybody who buys it. And then we throw in free shipping if you buy two or more.
Well, Jim, thanks very, very much for being our guest today. We really appreciate it.
No, thanks for having me, guys. And, like I said, you know, please tell your audience if they, you know, I'm, quote-unquote, the owner, operator, all that good stuff of the company. So if they have any questions, just go to our contact page. It'll come directly to me. You know, I'm very good about getting back to people. I usually get back to people within 8 to 12 hours. So, you know, and like I said, we have a money-back guarantee. So if you're not happy with the product, just send it back. We'll give you your money back. No questions asked.
Thank you for listening, and we hope you enjoyed the show. Be sure to listen to other great travel advice shows with Chris and Jerry at www.traveladviceshow.com.